Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
We are here today with your ultimate Nintendo Switch 2 third-party game guide. So we've realized, after looking through what third-party games are coming day one on launch date for Nintendo Switch, that we have played almost all of these games. And so we are here to, like, break it down for you, give you all the info, price, details,
game key card
details, drama, and ultimately whether or not it's worth playing these games.
There's a lot of games coming out on June 5th, and it's like people know if they're getting Mario Kart or Welcome to or whatever, so we wanted to focus specifically on the third-party games because this is the bulk of what's coming out.
Yes.
And it's like, yes, some of these games have been out for a while, but I'm not sure everybody has played these or really thought about these, so we just want to help people understand what's out there, what makes it cool, and what they should know about it on the Switch too.
Yes, yes, and it was actually a bit of a task to find and consolidate all of this information, so hopefully this is helpful to you. You have done the great work for us.
It's very interesting where there are games with a lot of information out there and games where there's like, oh, this game's coming to the Switch too. And it's like, well, can you tell me anything about it? No.
No.
So
why?
We have as much information as we can for some of these, but we'll know where it's being a little suspicious where we don't have information.
Yes, and it's all in one place right here. So hopefully that's helpful.
There's almost 20 games that we're going to go through here. And we've kind of organized, we're like, how do we organize these? We've put them in our order of interest, maybe different for yours, but we will go through everything here in the end. So we are starting with Cyberpunk 2077 Ultimate Edition, which is kind of the darling of the third-party games coming out on June 5th. It's from CD Projekt Red, obviously. It's $69.99 and coming physical and digital formats, and as people want to know, the full game is on the card, and CD Projekt has been out there making a big deal about that.
Yes, yes.
This game, when it first came out, got a Metacritic score of 86, but it's important to note. So this game first came out in 2020. It was a mess. This game had bugs. This game had problems. This game was a disaster, but miraculously, they have salvaged it and turned it into something amazing. So looking back, I would not recommend reading a lot of those original reviews from 2020 because the game has come so far since then.
Yeah, we actually both played this game after they had started fixing the majority of the bugs. So we both had a wonderful experience playing this game. This was one of those things where CD Projekt Red had been very proactive in telling people, like, what is the roadmap for us to fix this game? Later on, they had some great DLC for this game, which is on this Ultimate Edition as well. So you are getting, like, if you haven't played this game yet, like, I feel like this is the full-fledged, like, best version to play, honestly.
Yeah, this version is looking amazing. And if you don't know what Cyberpunk is, it's this first-person role-playing game that's set in kind of like a Blade Runner-ish alternate future where everybody's just got these cybernetic implants. They're commonplace. Mm-hmm. There's dozens of them that are out there. And it's a very highly customizable game. So you can mix and match what your cybernetic implants are. Do I want to play a melee character? Do I want to play a ranged character? Kind of like, what choices do I want to make with the story? So a lot of player choice there. And something that I really noticed when I played through this game, every time I play through this game, is just how alive the world feels. Like when you walk through Night City, which is where the game is set, it's like, oh, they have really thought through every little aspect of what life in this city would be in this world.
Yes, yes. There's a famous part, I believe, in the Phantom Liberty DLC, which is included again in this version, where you have really like fallen in love with like the this like casino scene that they have in this game, where that point about this game feeling very alive, this world feeling very, you know, robust and just really interesting with these nooks and crannies and things to discover, like that was really encapsulated in this game.
I was wondering why you were mentioning the Phantom Liberty DLC, because I know you haven't played it.
I haven't played it.
And I hope you do on this version, because that DLC is really, really great. And it's so nice that that's just included in this version of the game. That gives
you
a lot more content there.
Right.
If you don't, again, if you're... So for every game, we have some comparisons of games that are on original Nintendo Switch. If you're just like, I want to check out something similar to this and see if I like it. Mm-hmm. For this game, you can check out The Witcher 3, the Switch version of The Witcher 3, which is also done by CD Projekt. Or I think something like Skyrim, just a really, if you have, if, again, a lot of people played Skyrim, but if you haven't, just like a big, immersive, first-person RPG. Obviously, this is not fantasy, this is science fiction. So slight differences there. But yeah, there are some versions or some similar games that are out there. In terms of the Switch 2 specific features, they have talked about how the gyro and the mouse controls are going to be available. I don't know if we have seen a lot of those in action, but again, it's a first-person game. You know, a lot of gunplay involved, so just having those for the aiming is going
to
be nice.
Yeah, I'm excited to check that out. And yes, I actually missed the DLC, so this is my excuse to go back. So I will definitely be personally picking up this game.
Yeah, and I played through this game multiple times, played through the DLC. This game gets my highest recommendation,
there
so
you
that's
go.
Why it's at the top of the list. Next. Deltarune.
Yes.
And this is an interesting game because the first two chapters, it's an episodic game coming in chapters. The first two chapters have already been released on Nintendo Switch, and those are free. So you can just go and get those. But we have the next two chapters that are coming in this version. It's published by 8-4, our friends who do localization over in Japan, but it's from super genius Toby Fox, who also did Undertale and has just like masterminded this series. And I don't know how he does it all. How does he do
it?
I don't know.
Yeah, solo dev, does it all.
Savant.
He is a
savant. Does the music, my gosh.
Yes, and if you like Undertale, it's very similar in feel to that. And obviously, we highly recommend that you play the first two chapters. It's already available on Switch, especially because they're free. And then you can just, continue on and roll into chapters 3 and 4.
Yeah.
On Switch 2, the next two chapters, well, you get all 4, 1 through 4 on Switch 2 for $24.99. But again, you can play those two chapters now for free.
At the moment, this is a digital-only game, but down the road, they may do a physical version.
They've done that in the past.
With fan game, they're very hooked in with fan gamers, so I could see them doing like, oh, here's the physical release, and you get some other little odds and ends with that as well, but that's not been announced at this time. So if you want the game on day one, you're going to have to get it digital.
Right.
The original, the first two chapters of Deltarune, since those were free, again, like people were kind of weird about reviewing it or not. There's not a ton of reviews, but on OpenCritic, those two got an 84, so really solid reviews. And again, this is the follow-up to Undertale. It is a little bit different from Undertale, but it's set in this world where humans and monsters coexist. Lots of callbacks to classic games. Again, it's got this very minimal style to it, but it just has so much personality, so much humor. It's hilarious. Yeah. Funny game.
The writing is really interesting and funny. The way that you sort of go through the gameplay is also very distinct part of what an Undertale, what a Deltarune game feels like. There's lots of people that do things like a pacifist only run and things like that. So there's a lot of sort of those kinds of aspects in this game as well. And I think beyond comparing it to other games by Toby Fox like Undertale and the other two chapters of Deltarune, many people have compared this game to Earthbound.
Yes.
So that is, if you like those types of games and you've never tried Undertale or Deltarune, you definitely will like this
game. Yeah, and Earthbound is just on the NSO, so if you want to grab that and check it out if you haven't already, you can. And they have said in terms of Switch 2 specific features, there are some parts of this game that will be using the mouse, so that's a nice addition.
Very cool.
Next, we have Fast Fusion. You might be saying, what the heck is that? I haven't heard of that. So this is, we think, maybe like the under-the-radar hidden gem of the launch. This is a game from Shinen Multimedia, who doesn't put out a lot of games, but when they do, like, we always really like them.
They're really good.
It has a very attractive price point of $14.99. That's not $80.
No.
It's a digital-only game. And what it is, it's a futuristic racing game that has a lot of trappings of F-Zero. So yes. Like people are shouting, like, oh, I need the new F-Zero. Where's that new F-Zero?
Just
like,
play this game.
This will get you part of the way.
Definitely. There. Yeah, it has the same feeling, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
They put out a game on Switch called Fast RMX, which was kind of an earlier edition of this concept. That's a great game to check out if you're curious about this. But the unique hook of Fast Fusion is that you can fuse vehicles together to create something unique and obviously very fast. And Shinnen just had this great tradition of launch games on Nintendo hardware, and they're always great showpieces. They always look amazing. They always take advantage of as many features as they can. So that's why it's pretty high on our list. And this game is a true Switch 2 exclusive. Mm-hmm. This is not announced for any other platforms right now.
Right, right. It does have some Switch 2 specific features like Game Share. So you can try that out.
Not a lot of games on this list are touting Game Share. And this was listed on the, again, they have not talked a lot about the specifics of it, but it is listed on the official Nintendo page for the game. So, all right, Game Share. Game Sharing with Fast Fusion. Here we go.
There we go.
Let's check that out. Okay. Next, Split Fiction, a game you probably have heard about from EA and Hazelight. This is, came out a few months ago, and this is a Game of the Year contender, no doubt. We just finished playing this game. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's only $49.99, which is very great for what you are getting. It has a 91 Metacritic. Wow. And this is a co-op only game.
Right.
So that's an important thing to know, which is you do need to have somebody to play this game with. You literally cannot play the game single player.
Right. They do have a great feature called the Friends Pass, though, so that you only need to get one copy of the game. And if you want a friend to play with you, they can basically, you can like have them join you for free.
Right.
That's how you and I play the game together.
You do not need two copies.
That's right. Yeah. We played the game together. You had the game. I was on the friend pass. It worked great. We played the entire game that way. Had a lot of fun. We did a whole spoiler cast on this game because we loved it so much. And I think it's so exciting that it's coming to a Nintendo platform because I think there's a ton of people that maybe missed this game that will now get a chance to play it.
Yeah, really interesting story where these two characters who are authors who get trapped in the worlds that they've created. One is about fantasy, one is about sci-fi, and you're kind of going back between those two. And it's just a really fast-paced combination of so many different genres that they're thrown at you one after the other. And the story is really interesting, too. So we had a great time with it. You can get this game physical or digital, but beware. Read the fine print. The physical version is simply a code in a box. They couldn't even be bothered with a game key card. It's a code in a box.
Might not be worth it for physical,
so
just from my perspective.
So look out for that.
Yes. I would get a digital version of this game.
Well, you're getting a digital version either way.
You're getting a digital version either way. I wouldn't even bother.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't even bother.
Hazelight did also, this kind of co-op only game is their thing. So they did also do It Takes Two,
which is a Game of the Year
another
winner.
Another Game of the Year caliber game, and that's on the Switch if you want to check that out. Mm-hmm. And see, that's often on sale. Very affordable if you want to check out what that is all about. And then in terms of Switch 2 specific features, I haven't really seen anything about any of those, but the game is so good. Like, if you haven't played it yet,
you should definitely not miss
this game. You just need to experience it.
Yeah, yeah. Next,
we have Yakuza 0 Director's Cut.
It's exciting that all these Yakuza games are finally on Switch.
It's great.
It's very cool.
We love this series. Now it's known as Like a Dragon, but back then they called it Yakuza. It's a little bit confusing. This is from Sega and Ryuga Gotoku Studio. That's the studio that always does all
the
of
Yakuza
these
games. They're just pumping these games out, too. It's
amazing. Amazing. And amazing how good they are. This is coming in at $49.99. You can get it physical or digital, but it is a game key card. Pretty much everything from Sega that you're going to get physical is going to be a game key card. And we have a couple more Sega games that we're going to be talking about. But this is a great game. The original Metacritic for this is 85. And this is the first game chronologically in the Yakuza or Like a Dragon series. And again, depending on who you talk to, they might say this is actually the best game.
This is where you should start.
Series. This is a great start.
Obviously, with the title being Yakuza 0, this is a great starting point. This is an incredible series that we talk about all of the time. And many times whenever a new Yakuza or Like a Dragon game comes out, it becomes our Game of the Year winner, which has happened last year. But I think if you have never played a game in the series before, this is a great place for you to jump into it. There's a lot of games after this that you can play. But chronologically, this game is very story heavy, so it'd be great for you to get like the history of the characters and the story setup if you wanted to jump into the series with Yakuza 0.
Right, and it's set in this 80s Japan setting, which is so interesting.
Yes.
Very different from the Japan of today.
Yeah.
And the style of this game is very hard to find other comparisons for. It's got these real-time battles, which are very action-heavy, but also this RPG element of exploring the streets of Tokyo and having these deep conversations with people. So it really is like a one-of-a-kind kind of a game. And this is the director's cut version. So they have added some new scenes in. We don't know yet exactly how much new content there is.
Right.
They haven't really said that. But they have added this other feature that I'm interested in, the co-op online battle.
I want to try that.
For up to four players, fun. I was reading that. I was like, oh, that actually sounds kind of cool. And they're like,
cool.
There's all these characters that you can choose from and you can do these co-op battles.
Yeah.
And like, I want to check that out.
I want to try it, yes.
That sounds fun. Yakuza Kiwami is a remake of the first Yakuza game. That's on the original Switch. If you would like to check that out, I would not say that's quite as good of a game. It's a little bit more dated.
But it'll give you a sense of a feeling of what kind of game
it is. If you just want to get a feel for what it is. Unfortunately, no Switch 2 specific features, but I'm feeling like those new additions to the game overall.
It's probably worth it.
Kind of balance things out. Those do sound pretty cool.
Yeah.
Next, we have Rune Factory Guardians of Ozma.
Yeah, we just played this game.
We did. We got to check this out recently. It's coming from Marvelous. It's going to be $69.99, digital or physical. And this is, again, like Cyberpunk, the full game is on the game card.
Mm-hmm.
And there is some interesting stuff. So this game is also coming to Nintendo Switch. You can buy an upgrade pack to basically get upgraded to the Switch 2 version, and that's going to be available for $10. So that's where you're making the jump from $59 for the Switch version to $69 on the Nintendo Switch. So that's just an interesting quirk around buying this game. But if you're getting a Switch 2 on day one and you want this, you probably should just buy that version.
The Switch 2 version,
yes. So this series has been around for a really long time. It started as a spin-off of Harvest Moon and what became Story of Season, but it's a more kind of fantasy-oriented version of that. And it's taking elements of that series, like farming or city building, but also it introduces this action RPG combat side. So it's a really interesting blend of genres.
Yeah, I really like this because you get like sort of the relaxing side of a farming sim, a city builder, or like the relationship, you know, marriage candidate part of the Harvest Moon Story of Seasons series, but also more of that RPG combat. When we played this game, the combat part of it was actually very impressive. Like, sometimes you can think, oh, with a game that's more focused on being a life sim, the combat's probably a little bit, like, watered down. But no, this was great, and we were able to play a boss fight, and it was very, like, significant, and it felt very, you know, very tight in terms of gameplay mechanics. So it was really fun, and it's nice to have a game that kind of balances those two things, whether it's like more relaxing or more action oriented.
Absolutely. It's got this also really fun kind of like feudal but also more fantasy oriented setting in Japan, which is
beautiful.
Really beautiful to look at. It does, the Switch 2 version does use mouse controls for the in-city kind of management side of things, which I think that's going to be a really helpful addition for this game. Other games that are out there like it, again, there's been a lot of Rune Factory games over the years, so if you want to check out one of those, you can. Also, Fantasy Life is a good comparison, or also Disney Dreamlight Valley. So there's actually quite a few games that are kind of in this category that would be good to check out if you are curious. Next, we have Street Fighter VI Year 1 and 2 Fighters Edition. Street Fighter, obviously, a huge franchise from Capcom. This is coming in at $59.99, physical and digital, but also a game key card.
Yes.
So that's also what we have coming from Capcom, are some game key cards. Really high reviews for the original game that came out a couple years ago, 92. And it's just the latest in Street Fighter one-on-one fighting game series. We played this a ton when it first came out. It is really accessible, whether you've played Street Fighter for a while or if you're new to it. They do have some like simplified control.
It's called the modern controls.
Options.
That I absolutely use that so I can keep up with more skilled players.
Right.
And again, we play this a ton, especially with our community in the online mode, which was excellent. They have this really cool, like, almost like an arcade-style lobby that you can gather in with your group to play together, play online together, and it is fantastic. It really does feel like real life. I'm in an arcade with my friends.
Right. And then once you get to know it, like you understand the layers of depth. And there's quite a bit of that is going to keep you going for a long time. And you maybe heard like, oh, Street Fighter V, I heard that wasn't that good. That's true. Like, but this is the comeback. This is the bounce back. This is back up to the high quality bar of Street Fighter. It's also got this interesting mode beyond just the one-on-one fights called World Tour.
Mm-hmm. Where that's really fun.
Create a character, free roam through these areas, get into fights, level up. So if you want to do something a little bit more than just like grind out one-on-one fights, like, and there's a lot of Capcom Easter eggs in there too, which are super fun. So this is the Fighters edition for year 1 and 2, which means it includes all of the characters that they have released so far, and there are a whole bunch
quite
of them.
Quite a few, yeah.
So that's a nice value because, you know, those of us who had the base game, we had to buy all of those. So it's nice that those are just included now. There's so many other Capcom fighting games that are out there on the Switch, which is actually really nice. So if you want to check out a Capcom Fighting Collection, Marvel vs. Capcom, Street Fighter Anniversary Collection, just, again, if for some reason you've never played
There's no way.
Maybe?
Right?
Maybe?
Oh my gosh, who
take your,
who
take
among
your pick.
Us?
Those are all great games. Yeah. So this game, it has amiibos.
It does.
Which is very interesting.
They're a little pricey, those amiibo.
So you can, there's a couple actual amiibo figures, but they also have this set of amiibo
cards
that you can get too. And I really had to dig. I was like, what do these actually do? Because they look really nice as figures and the cards look cool, but it's like, what do you actually do with these? So I found out you can save your character's outfit in your button settings.
Okay.
So like if you're going over to a friend's, that is true. Like that's an annoying thing.
It's like,
I have to do this.
You have to do your own thing.
I personally do this. It's like, well, I want this punch to be on this button.
Yes.
Just, you know,
you
scan it in.
You scan your amiibo.
And you have it in there. So it's not like a mind-blowing thing, but it is kind
it's
of a
something.
Nice convenience.
Take a card with you with your stuff on it.
These amiibo are pricey, though, unfortunately.
They're very pricey.
The price
had gone up on the amiibo.
Yeah, the price
in
is
general,
steep.
But this one, these are quite expensive.
Right. And also specific to the Switch 2, they do have some party modes that use like Joy-Con motion, and haven't seen a ton on those. I'm not sure how much depth those are going to have, but it might be a fun thing that's, again, unique to the Switch 2 version of the game. Next is another game from Capcom, Kenitsugami.
Yeah.
A game that we've both played like from Capcom, like I said. This is coming in at $39.99. In the U.S., this is a digital-only game. In Japan, they do have a physical version, but it's a game key card only. But again, here, only digital. So don't get confused if you're seeing that and looking for that here. It just doesn't exist. Original Metacritic is an 80, but I think we maybe our tilt for this game would be a little bit higher.
Yeah. We both really enjoyed this game because it's a very unique sort of, I haven't seen a game
hard
like,
to describe what
like
this game
this.
Is.
Yeah, in a really long time. It sort of has this like third person action, real-time strategy, a bit of tower defense, but all set in this this aesthetic of like Japanese classical art. You know, you play as this goddess, and you're trying to like cleanse these shrines, and there's all these, you know, scary yokai monsters like coming for you, and there's an element of protecting the goddess as she like slowly walks towards a shrine. That's where that sort of strategy tower defense comes in. But the art style and the gameplay of it is just so unique. It is hard to describe and compare to another game. But we both really enjoyed this game.
Yeah, it's one of a kind sort of thing. And again, it's hard to recommend other games that are like it. But something like a Pikmin, like a Wonderful 101, Okami strictly from the visual standpoint.
Yes.
Like the richness of kind of the Japanese setting. But again, once you play it, it's like, this doesn't really feel like anything else.
But it's really fun.
Yeah.
It's really, really fun.
And they are using the mouse. Again,
yes.
I haven't seen a lot of that in action, so I'd love to know, because it is very action-oriented at its heart, but you're controlling these other things, so who knows? They'll have to tell us more about how the mouse is used in this game. Next, Bravely Default Flying Fairy HD Remaster. That's a mouthful.
Wow.
From Square Enix. This is coming in at $39.99. Physical and digital are available, but it is a game key card. So this is a remake or a remaster of a Nintendo 3DS game.
That's right.
So it's over 10 years old.
We actually both worked on this game.
This game is great.
Yeah,
yes, when
great.
We were at Nintendo, we worked on this game. Really good game. The original Metacritic is an 85. And it's a classic JRPG, but it introduces so many like really smart forward-thinking refinements of like, oh, they should have always done this in JRPGs. That makes it like really just a joy to play through.
Yeah, the battle mechanics for this game is incredibly unique and fun. It has like this, you know, it's called Bravely Default because that is the battle mechanic that you're using. You're either doing something that is brave or you're doing something that's default. Hard to explain, but it is really, really fun. And it does do a lot to kind of advance and refine the JRPG formula. It has some great characters and a beautiful art style. There is a point in the game where there is a huge plot twist that you either kind of love or you kind of hate. You actually fell off the game after this big plot twist because it's a significant commitment to keep going afterwards. Yes, there is a big story thing that happens that's very interesting.
Don't want to spoil it, but again, kind of a love it or hate it kind of thing. But that happens. You're getting a lot of game even before you get to that point. And up to that point, it's very, very enjoyable. And then we should just say incredible soundtrack.
Like most amazing soundtrack.
S-tier soundtrack in this game that's absolutely amazing. So there are some other Bravely games on the Switch. Bravely Second got a remake on the Switch. And there's also Bravely Default 2. Mm-hmm. So you can check those out if you are curious. And we actually got to play some of the Switch 2 features recently, which is new mini games that use the mouse controls, which are really fun.
Really fun.
Again, this is not the main game, but it's kind of a side content, but we had a great time with this.
I think I'm, for me, because I actually have played through this game quite a bit on a 3DS, I'm actually going to rebuy this game just to play the mini games because they were so fun.
Yes. Next game, our 10th game, is Civilization VII Nintendo Switch 2 Edition from 2K and Firaxis. This is coming in at $69.99. A lot of ways you can get this game, physical or digital. Again, physical is a code in a box.
Oh.
They do call, I do appreciate.
They call it out.
They call it out pretty clearly on the box, so you're not going to get tricked, but just know what you are getting. But also, Civilization VII is already available on Nintendo Switch. And you can do that same thing where you get an upgrade pack for $10. And who knows? Like sometimes these games go on sale. That may end up actually being a cheaper way of getting this game if the Switch 1 version of the game goes on sale and then you buy that $10
that's true.
Upgrade pack.
You can hold off and wait for a sale and do that.
So a lot of ways that you can get this. The original game has a 79 on Metacritic. Civilization is this oh my gosh.
It's a classic.
Acclaimed classic series, but there have been some twists and turns and kind of the perceived quality of these games. I'll admit I have not played this one. But it is a classic PC strategy series. You're choosing a leader from history, building up your civilization through all of these kind of eras of humanity until it's like, oh my gosh, we're into the future. We're going into space, doing all this amazing stuff. Civilization games are on the Switch. You can just get this one on the Switch and see if you want to upgrade.
If you like it and want to upgrade.
You can get Civilization VI. Nobunaga's Ambition is another game that we're going to be talking about later that's coming to Switch. But Switch 2, that's also on Switch if you're curious about a real crunchy strategy game.
Yes.
That's another choice. In terms of the Switch 2 specific features, they've said that the maps can be a little bit bigger on the Switch 2. That's nice.
Yeah.
And you can also, again, since this is a PC oriented series, you can use the mouse like you would on a PC. That's kind of nice.
This is the kind of game where you really wished for the ability to use a mouse in the past.
Yeah.
And now you finally can. This is the game that Nintendo was showcasing at their hands-on events, which really showcased what you can do with the mouse. And people were saying after playing with the mouse that it was very controlled really well. Yeah. It really made a big difference in this type of gameplay. So I think this is a great feature that is on Switch 2, that's only possible on Switch 2 for Civ. So, yeah.
Right. Next game is called Survival Kids from Konami. And I was really surprised to learn that this game is $49.99. Oh. I did not know that, and maybe that is changing the way that I am perceiving this game.
Survival Kids.
This is a digital-only game. It's not out on anything else at the moment, so we don't have a Metacritic score. But it is part of this series that Konami has had for a while. There was the game Lost in Blue on Nintendo DS. That was an early DS game that I think was somewhat popular that people may remember, but it's a very lightweight survival game where you're trapped on an island and you gotta explore, you gotta craft, you gotta deal with some puzzles. This version, Survival Kids, has a big emphasis on multiplayer, so it's something that up to four people can play online. You can play it local, too. Again, for what I've seen of this game, I'm kind of questioning...
The price is a little steep for what you're getting.
The price tag. It looks. I was like, at first, I was like, oh, yeah, I'd be interested in checking that out, but maybe not...
At the $50 mark.
Yeah, maybe wait for a sale on that one. And also, mm-hmm. in terms of the Switch 2 specific features, I haven't heard of any... Yet.
Mm, okay.
Still time, but yeah, as of now, we don't really know of any. Next is Hogwarts Legacy, coming mm-hmm. from Warner Brothers Games and Avalanche Studios. This game was obviously a huge hit. You played this game.
I did,
on a PlayStation 5. On Switch 2, it's going to be available for $59.99. They also have a digital deluxe edition with other odds and ends that you can get for $69.99. A lot of ways you can get this game, too. Physical and digital. The physical is a game key card, but this game was also on the original Switch. They are going with the $10 upgrade pack as well. This game is frequently on discount, and this sale has, I believe, ended.
You got it for $15.
I purchased it for $15 on the eShop, uh-huh. and I'll be doing this. So in the end, I'll be getting it for $25
versus $60. That's a huge discount.
You played yourself, Warner Brothers.
You did it.
You did it.
You hacked it.
I won.
Live hack.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious about Hogwarts Legacy.
It's a great game.
You liked it a lot.
It's really, really fun.
I'll take a flyer on it for this much. The original game got an 84 on Metacritic, but again, it just sold bonkers.
It did.
And So tell us what this game is.
Yeah, it's an open world action RPG. It's set in the world of Harry Potter, so you are going to be, you know, within the Harry Potter universe of going to places like Hogwarts and the Forbidden Forest and, you know, Diagon Alley, all that stuff. Like all of those iconic places from the world of Harry Potter you get to experience in this game. You're not playing as Harry Potter. You are a unique...
They're not even in the game, right?
They are not even in the game.
At a different time period.
Correct.
Okay.
They're not even in the game.
I'm a very novice Harry Potter person.
Yes. It takes place in the 1800s. So it's before the time of the Harry Potter characters, but of course it does really do a great job of putting you in the world of, you know, the Harry Potter universe or the Hogwarts universe, and it's awesome. Like if you are a fan of the books or the movies, you really feel it when you're playing this game that they did a really good job of translating that world into a game, and a lot of the stuff is like, duh, this should have been a game. Like, all the stuff that you do with your wand, all the battle mechanics, like, all these spells obviously are perfect for a game setting. So, it's really fun. You learn a ton of spells. There's a great story.
They've said that this version is going to use the mouse. But they haven't said what. What do you think you could do with a mouse in this game?
I guess you can use it for battling. Like
aiming spells and stuff?
Spells,
all right,
yep.
Sure.
There is, like, the mechanics before, it was like kind of like a spell wheel. And you can, you know, select different spells. I can All see right. a mouse maybe doing a good job doing that.
All right. Maybe not groundbreaking stuff, but it's there. So, again, the Switch version of Hogwarts Legacy is there. They have been showing a lot of, like, side-by-side.
Comparisons,
And also, like, important to note, like, the Switch 2 version has significantly fewer load times. They've showed even in the Switch 2 version, like, oh, going from here to here, there's no load time at all. Versus in the Switch game, it's like, we have to stop, you go to a loading screen, and then you come back.
Right.
That seems like a major step up. So another game you could check out, which is maybe kind of in this same ballpark, is Immortals Fenyx Rising mm-hmm. from Ubisoft. That's another good game, too, that has kind of a similar
open world exploratory
feel that is not a Zelda game.
That's right.
Right. Next, Fortnite.
Oh, boy.
What's that? Never heard of it.
I've never heard of this at all.
This is going to be a quick one because, honestly, there's almost no information about the Switch 2 version of Fortnite, which is interesting. I guess people are just going to get it.
They're just going to get it, yeah.
Fortnite's from Epic Games. It's free, but get your V-Bucks.
Buy your skins.
Get your Air Jordans. Get your Crocs. Original Metacritic, I don't know. It would be absolutely pointless to read a Metacritic review
from Fortnite, when
Fortnite first came out, but it got a 78. What is this game? It's Fortnite. You already know. Other games like it. Fortnite's on the original Switch. Apex Legends, if you've never played like a Battle Royale style of game.
Fortnite is quite chuggy on the original Switch.
I am.
Not the best experience.
I would love to play this game on Switch 2, and I hope the performance gets a big step up because it needs it badly. I'm also so curious about Switch 2 specific features. They have said nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely. Like, can I use a mouse to aim?
That'd be great.
That would be great. Can I use some gyro aiming? There's a lot of cool things they could do with Fortnite on a Switch 2 that they have been tight-lipped about. They haven't even put out a trailer or anything. We don't have a clue how it looks as of today, so I would love to know more about Fortnite. Please tell me. Next, this was a late addition to the launch game list, so you may not even know. Suikoden 1 and 2 HD Remaster. This was released on original Switch and other platforms, I believe, last year. It's coming from Konami. It's $49.99. Get the digital version. The physical version does not exist in this region. Kind of like that other game we were mentioning, the Kunitsugami, there is a game key card that you can get in other regions, but not here as of now. So digital only in our region, which is the United States. Original Metacritic was an 81. This is a really cult classic RPG series from the PS1. It's continued on, but these games, Suikoden 1 and 2, they're PS1 games. Really great JRPG series that people absolutely swear by. You can recruit a ton of characters to join your party, join your cause. That's a very fun thing of like, oh my gosh, can I collect all these characters? I think if you like classic, like pre-3D Final Fantasy, this could be up your alley.
Golden
Something like
Sun.
A Golden Sun could be a comparison for Nintendo fans. Those games are on NSO. No real Switch 2 features to speak of. Sounds like it's a pretty straight conversion of the version that is already out there. So I don't know. Like, you might even want to just see, like, if you're price conscious, maybe the Switch version
is fine for you,
and it might be cheaper. I don't know. So there's just nothing that's screaming unique about this version of Switch.
Yeah, like you have to get it on Switch because it's a vastly better, superior experience. I'm not getting the sense of that.
It's just another version of this. Next is also, this was a late addition to day one games for Switch 2, Sonic and Shadow Generations from Sega, game that came out last year that people really seem to enjoy.
You played this game, yes.
I'm not a Sonic fan, so I wouldn't know. I did play it a bit though. Seems solid.
It seems very solid.
Coming in at $49.99, get the physical or the digital, but it's a game key card.
Remember, Sega games are probably all going to be game key cards. So.
Yes, another Sega game. We have a couple more to go even after this. Original Metacritic got an 80. I'm surprised it was that low because, again, people seem to be really hyped for it.
Yeah.
So maybe the tilt on that's a little bit higher. This is two games in one. So you get a remaster of Sonic Generations, which came out a couple generations ago. But I think the thing that most people are here for is this Shadow-specific game.
Well, that was what Sega was pushing as well.
Yes.
Is really this new standalone game featuring Shadow.
Right. It's an original game that features Shadow. It's got more of kind of, you know, a bit more
edgy
3D elements to it. It's edgy as heck.
It's very edgy.
Edgy as heck, that's a funny thing to say. If you've never played one of these kind of more modern Sonic games, Sonic Colors is a game that you can get on the Switch.
Stop making that face.
I'm just trying to, I don't know anything about Sonic. Why don't you do the rest of this yourself?
You're making a face because you don't like it.
You do the rest of this then.
You can play Sonic Colors. And there are no Switch 2 specific features.
That we know of.
This is a fun game, it's fine. If you like Sonic, you played it on other platforms, or you missed it because you don't have those other platforms, you should get
this. I did play the Switch version of this game. I'm hoping that this game gets a bit of a bump in the visuals.
It was a
little chuggy on the original Switch, so that's something that they can improve
on. Late life on
But the they have shown like little nothing, to nothing yeah. on it. Again, what if you're putting out a game on the Switch 2, a great new system that's coming out in a few weeks,
maybe a trailer.
Maybe some more information.
Maybe a trailer.
Some information at all? What are you doing with
maybe
this game?
Just a
we don't know.
Trailer.
We don't know. I don't even know. I just made it. Next, Hitman World of Assassination Signature Edition. This is a series that we have not had on a Nintendo platform maybe ever, I think.
I don't think ever.
Wow. This is from IO Interactive. It's going to be $59.99. You can get a physical version or a digital version, but oops, it's a game key card. This game got an 82 when it originally came out, and it's an interesting collection of Hitman games, kind of this new era of Hitman that has been out and been very popular over the last couple years.
Yeah.
So you can get Hitman 1, 2, and 3.
And all the add-ons.
All of the add-ons
yep.
that they put on there. And it's a really interesting style of game. It's like this free-form stealth game where it's like you know what your objective is, but it's very much up to you to decide how to do it.
There's like multiple paths.
Yes, there's so many.
How you can get there.
So you can get really creative with
it,
which
is fun.
People
come up with solutions all the time that you may not think of.
Right. So that's what's fun. Like we have down as a comparison Metal Gear Solid, the Master Collection that they put out on the Switch.
Yeah.
Again,
even so.
Maybe if you've never played a stealth game in your life, but Hitman like is far beyond that in terms of stealth gameplay and how it's implemented in a bigger world for you to solve an objective.
Right. Exploration stealth.
Yes.
Is a good description for it.
Switch 2 features.
We don't know.
Maybe nothing as far as
we
can tell. I don't know. But you are getting a lot of game.
You are.
This,
1, 2, 3 and all the releases.
That's something I will say about this is like there is a lot of content
lot.
In here that will keep you
that's
busy if this is a kind of game for you. We're getting close to the end. Only 3 more to go. Next, we have Nobunaga's Ambition Awakening Complete Edition from Koei Tecmo. This is coming in at $59.99, physical and digital, another pesky game key card.
Yeah, not a lot of games that are full games on the system.
No. We have been through the handful that are actual full games.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Originally got a 75 on Metacritic, and this is kind of contrary to Civilization. This is a long-running strategy series that's been more console-oriented over the years. Like I remember Nobunaga's Ambition games, like on the Super Nintendo.
Right.
Like, these go way back.
Go way back. Right.
With Koei Tecmo, and you might also think like, oh, well, Nobunaga was that's in Samurai. This is not Samurai Warriors.
No.
This is like top-down.
Strategy.
Get your history book out.
Yes. Like crunchy strategy.
Super crunchy, yes. But you can play through these different scenarios that use actual people, actual historical settings, which is cool if you want to learn about or kind of reenact some of those. And this is kind of a more complete version. It's the complete edition. It has all of the DLC that they have released so far, all the different scenarios and stuff. Civilization, if you'd like to try that. Again, all these other Nobunaga games that are out in so many different ways, check those out to see if this works for you. They have shown, very briefly, that you can use the mouse, also in sort of a Civilization-style way. That's nice.
Makes sense.
Yes.
Next.
Puyo Puyo Tetris 2S from Sega. It's $39.99. Physical or digital, get the game key card. Original Metacritic on this. So Puyo Puyo Tetris 2 got an 80 Metacritic. What's with these Puyo Puyo Tetris games? What are these?
Well, they're like a mashup of, well, there's two games in one, basically. You get Tetris.
Right.
But you also get the game Puyo Puyo.
But you're kind of playing them both
at the same time. Yes. Yeah. And this was actually, Puyo Puyo Tetris is a launch game for Switch 1.
Yes.
So they're just continuing the great tradition of being launch Switch games. But yeah, there's like a bunch of different modes.
A lot of modes.
Tetris and Puyo Puyo. It's very similar to that kind of like puzzle gameplay that you've known before. You can pick lots of different characters. They have different traits.
You can be Sonic.
You can be.
I'm not making a face now. I'm not making a face now.
Are you going to play Puyo Puyo Tetris S2 and become Sonic?
Yes.
Yes, you are. But it is a fun little puzzle game.
Yes. Again, like you said, Puyo Puyo Tetris is on the original Nintendo Switch. If for some chance you haven't played Tetris,
oh boy,
there's a lot of ways to do that. That's on NSO. You can get Tetris Effect, which is a much more modern take on Tetris.
We call it Fancy Tetris.
Please play Tetris.
Yes. Fancy Tetris.
And I'm curious how this works. You can play it with a mouse, and I don't know.
Click around?
I don't know if that's a good.
That might be harder.
I don't know if that's an improvement over button controls.
I was going to say,
a game. I don't know.
Could be harder.
So I'm kind of curious to hear.
But I want to try.
Some impressions about that. Yeah, good for them for adding that, though. Lastly, our final game is Arcade Archives 2 Ridge Racer.
Mm-hmm.
So Hamster does the Arcade Archives series, and Namco obviously did Ridge Racer, so that's what's coming together here. They have not announced a price for this yet.
That's very
so
strange.
So I don't know. But there are so many Arcade Archives games, and they have a pretty standardized pricing.
Which is?
That's pretty affordable. Like, it's in the $10 to $15 range, which I'm imagining it will be here. It's digital only. And this is actually the first time on a console that the arcade version of Ridge Racer is going to be coming out there. The Ridge Racer, you might think, oh, well, that's a PlayStation series. It was actually on an arcade before then. So it's cool that it's getting out there for the first time. Arcade Archives, you know, they have a great mission of preserving these classic arcade games. I've played some of these. I would say it's pretty no frills.
It's a straight translation of
the arcade game. They have just everything you need to play this game, but not a lot beyond.
Of extras.
So if you're looking for can I get the archival materials, the marquee, the art, can I look at the board?
It's not like
they don't
a
have
digital
that.
Eclipse.
No.
It's not that kind of treatment.
It's a bit more straightforward, but again, it's great. They do great work with those. Ridge Racer, there's Ridge Racer 64 that's on NSO that got added recently. Check out any of the other Arcade Archives if you're curious. Some of those are, you can get Arcade Archives Donkey Kong.
That's pretty cool.
That's a good thing to have, the arcade version of Donkey Kong. Not really any other Switch 2 specific features for that, and I don't even know what they would do in that case. So
I'm
not blaming them. So, wow, those are the 19 games from third parties that you
coming
can pick
out
up on June 5th.
And
hopefully you now have a better sense of what you're interested in, maybe what you're not interested in.
Make that shopping list now.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully this guide was helpful. Let us know in the comments if you're picking up any of these
what are you getting?
Parting games. Yeah, tell us what you're getting on launch day for your Switch 2. All right, we'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.